It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie.
Maynard.
You wish. I changed my name to fit in and try to be acceptable and a part of the show.
You are part of the show.
I am, but I'm not part of the intro. Oh my gosh, where's Lisa? Never here.
Not my wife.
Not my wife. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We have a fun show today, but we are going to start with some fun facts, hopefully.
Fun facts. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you're surviving
the fires
and the smoke out there.
Fun facts.
Hopefully that will go away.
It's not that smoky. Yeah, look, I see blue sky.
Still, really?
It's more the closed down roads and the road construction.
Gosh,
and
I know, I forget.
Mayor Prue's painting all the lines and stuff.
Those downtown. Are looking great.
And so.
Oh my gosh, I will say downtown, I've been downtown more lately. The bike path on the side of the road.
I told him it looks classier.
I think it looks awesome.
I don't know how much money
there's
it took
been
to make
some,
it.
I have no idea, but there's been some new businesses downtown.
And I had to stop and wait for a guy who was using the bike path coming to this radio studio. To record, so people are using it.
Yeah, I don't know. I bump
love
them.
Or hate it.
I bump them a little bit. Yep. I just bump them.
Just a little nudge.
Car. I'm like, doop doop.
Hey,
hey, doop doop. Huh. I could use that, and then I'm like, wait, bike lane.
I think we discussed on the walk in here that you and legal driving aren't really simpatico.
I am a great legal driver. Yep. I just sometimes want to encourage bikers to move over a little.
For any law enforcement that's listening, what's your license plate again?
I don't. I think it's Kirk Maynard.
Okay,
drive a black vehicle.
Okay, so fun facts talking about the market. What's coming up? There's 2025, 2026. Yeah. Real quickly, it looks kind of rosy, actually.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, so there's a recent survey, Federal Reserve Bank of New York kind of confirms it. So a large majority of renters say that they would prefer to own a home, more than 70% compared to less than 15% who say they prefer to rent. Interesting stat. But residential sales in 2023 and 2024 have been the lowest they've been in 30 years. But there's some things that have been working against would-be homeowners today. So you probably already know that. So lack of affordable inventory or any inventory for that matter. So any indication that the Fed's going to reduce rates. As recent as this week, they again said they're not going to reduce rates. We'll talk about that in a second. Still, with continued pent-up demand, more inventory is coming online. So there's pent-up demand. We've been seeing it.
Yep.
And you put a house on, there's usually, if it's priced normally and shows normally, that's going to be gone quickly, and you get a lot of showings on it. So you can tell there's that pent-up demand. There's people that have just been waiting for mortgage rates to drop, which we don't predict they will. I think we said at the beginning, maybe 7 down to 6.5%, and it would do a zigzag down, and that's kind of what we've seen. I don't think the true zigzags will come until later in the fall, but we'll go over that in a second. There's more inventory coming online. I've seen that coming here in Fairbanks, North Pole. There's been more stuff coming to the market, which is great. It's not as many unique properties, interesting properties, properties that need help. We see a lot of, if you're in the $200,000 to $250,000 range, everything is probably fixer-uppers, cash renovation loans. But we've been seeing some more stuff come online, so that's good. And then there are expected rate cuts in the fall. So we do expect an upturn in the second half of 2025. That's our prognosis. The chief economist for the National Association of Realtors forecasts a 6% increase in existing home sales. That's of course your home sales that are already out there, not new builds. And 11% next year. So that's a big deal. New home sales, which we don't have many up here, so they kind of the flip flop. They expect it to rise by 5% to 10%, excuse me, this year and 5% next year. So kind of flip-flop of the existing sales, but that's nationwide. I don't expect that to be for Fairbanks or North Pole.
Yeah. And I think for people that are just kind of exploring real estate, I think what's exciting is we're always going to need rentals. So if you are thinking about buying a duplex, triplex, fourplex, whatever, people are always going to need to rent. So even if you want to buy, some people still just can't afford to buy or they need to wait longer. So rentals are still going to be full. People are still coming in. Like I think I ended up talking to a military couple. They were only going to be here for a year. Did not financially pan out for them. I mean, he was like, I'd love to work with you. You've been amazing. I think just because I called him back.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yep. I called him back multiple times. We were trying to help him. I think he was getting played on a rental, and I told him, I said, please just go through a real estate office. That way we know it's a legit, you know, it's being run by a professional that's going to be able to help you. Gave him all that information, told him how to get his money back, yada, yada. But I think, you know, there are, what I love and what's exciting is if you want to do a fixer-upper, there are fixer-uppers out there. If you have cash and you're interested in flipping, there are things to flip. But I think what it really is telling us in this market is people are really looking for things. I think things that move really, really quickly, everything will move eventually. I mean, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen houses that I'm like, this thing is wild, wild. I think one of my favorites was I think I saw the oven near the toilet on a house.
I don't know that I've seen that
before. Yep, that it hit the MLS, gone. It's gone. It's sold. So eventually somebody says, I can fix that, or yeah, I know what to do.
That's true.
I have the money for that. I love, because I think somebody eventually says, I love the property. I love the other things that it has.
Sure.
Somebody obviously did this themselves. It was a DIY project. Why they did that, who knows? But I can fix this, this, and this, and I can make this into a kitchen, or I can renovate this, or I have the space, or whatever. Or the know-how to do the things that I want to do with this. So I think that it's exciting that there's just the opportunity to kind of do what you want if you have the budget. But the things that really sell quickly are the things that are really glamorized.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of really smart realtors out there that are utilizing every tool in their toolbox to figure out, you know, should we underprice some things so that we get a lot more traffic in there? And so, and which is hard when you have clients that feel like their house should be at the very tippy top of the budget or overpriced. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to sit. Because, you know, you still have sellers out there that are very nervous that think, oh, I don't want to, what if I lose $15,000?
Yeah, I don't want to leave money on the table.
Right. And so, you know, not understanding the strategy because they have to take a gamble with you.
And that's one thing we will do. Again, we're not promoting ourselves, but we sit down, we do our comparables. We have science behind how we do it. If we're discounting it for, you know, it needs $20,000 worth of upgrades to compare to these other comparables, we're going to put that in there. So our numbers are pretty, we don't like leaving money on the table. We don't like overpricing it. We don't want it to be stagnant. So we just try what we think it should appraise for. And we just rarely have appraisal issues. We just come. We can usually come within 5,000 of either side of appraised value, but we just rarely have any appraisals, not even $1,000. So what we do is just science. Then we'll also share with you, you know, the comparable homes, what it would take to sell at that higher end of the market that you want to get. So we'll share that with you, and then we share different pricing strategies, and we show more science on, you know, why it's so important to price it and price it correctly right away, and not overprice it to begin with, and see if, and quote unquote, test the market.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to test the market, you've got to test it quick and be able to act quick.
Right.
So what about mortgage rates? So our past clients are probably doing pretty good. They're all happy. They have sustained gains in the values of the house. But buyers, it's another story. And I think, was it you that said you heard somebody on the plane or the airport? And guy said, oh, now's not a good time to buy because of interest rates. Or I'm not buying because of interest rates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, interest rates aren't high. They're normalized.
Right.
They're high compared to where they were post-COVID when they were fakely low, but they're normal. They're normalized, and you can hear any economist tell you that they're normalized and they're not high. So, and we don't predict them to, you know, I don't see them coming down to, you know, below 6.5% anytime soon. So, people got to move on with their lives. So, but it's just, you know, the higher interest rates compared to where they were have, you know, eroded prospective buyers, their purchasing power. And they're on the sidelines and they don't know what they're going to do. So again, that's that pent up demand. So mortgage rates are kind of that magic bullet that we're waiting to see if those come down. I mean, if mortgage rates ever went down to 6, then it's going to be crazy, but I don't see that happening. I don't even know if I see 6.5 happening at this point. So inflation is at 2.3% in April, slightly higher than the Fed, 2.0% impact target. So the Fed will cut rates once inflation's fully under control, but we're not quite there yet. So you ain't seen it.
Right.
So, and as a wealth builder in every state, including Puerto Rico, the median prices have risen significantly over the past 5 years. So it's increased that gap between the median net worth of home buyers and renters. So 45% have gained in the median net worth starting 2019, only 36 to renters, but still the median net worth of owners is estimated at 43 times that of renters. So there's your fun facts.
Dun, dun, dun. I wonder when we do fun facts if people hear, you know, the, oh gosh, what's the show? Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah. Well, I think it's great. I think I love that we do this because I do think that there's some really great information in there. And I do, it's weird when you think COVID was years ago.
True.
But we still keep grabbing on. Like, I still hear people be like, well, the interest rate was 2.3, 2.6, 2.9. And I'm like, yes, we can check on that if you potentially can grab a VA loan. But to grab that interest rate, potentially, you have to have the cash differential. And a lot of people don't realize that that's what they have to do. So if somebody's been making these crazy payments, or they put down a huge down payment and all of a sudden the difference is $100,000, do you have that much cash? Or is it better to get the house, invest in yourself now, and know that realistically what you're doing is you're going to spend the next 3 to 5 years in this house investing in yourself versus just paying rent.
True.
So is that interest rate worth it? Yes, it's the new normal. So I think sometimes we just have to move on, but I think sometimes we act like COVID was just yesterday. So
it wasn't just yesterday?
It wasn't. And I think it's really also important, shop around. There are banks that do competing interest rates. There are some banks that come down a little bit more. And again, I can't speak to this because I have some lender knowledge, but I always feel like the lenders are the, you know, they know their information upwards, downwards, backwards,
left,
forwards.
Right,
yes.
Up, down, yep.
Buy down points. So that can also help bring your interest rate down. If this is going to be, I know that up until the time I think we signed with Cornerstone Home Lending, Jim called us and said, how long are you going to be in this house? Of course, I thought we're only going to be in this house 3 years because I'm going to upgrade and I have a vision
and
of what we're going to do. And I'm flaky and we're still in the house. But we could have bought down up until the very point we closed. So he offered us every opportunity to buy down. Of course, we had a very different interest rate. We bought during COVID. But there are different opportunities that you can utilize. So you need to talk to both your realtor and you need to talk to your lender of the different opportunities that you can do for your mortgage.
And buy downs have been a big item with new builds in the lower 48. That's lenders are moving their they're moving their properties because they're buying down interest rates. But we're not having that up here.
Yeah, but we do have some different things that you can do.
Yes.
Okay. Agreed. So our show today is just some different strategies.
Oh, we gotta take a break. No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you.
I was like, what?
Just kidding.
Some different strategies.
Oh, by the way, I did talk to somebody on Saturday who listens to the show, and they do like our – he does like the statistical information, so –
the information you just gave?
Yes.
The wah, wah, wah?
Yeah, shut up.
All right, the five strategies, different strategies that we have, marketing a house with a dated kitchen.
Yeah, and make this good because this is your last show.
Yes, this is the last one I'll ever be on. Interesting. Again, threatening on the radio. I hope that there's some kind of officer listening to this
marking it.
Again, she was threatened. Okay, so some things to think about because, again, remodeling a kitchen, you're looking at anywhere from probably $70,000, depending on the size of the kitchen, to $150,000.
That much?
Yeah.
Like for brand, like you gut it?
Supposedly, cabinets are very expensive.
Crazy.
I know.
But the last one I was...
Aren't you in the middle of a remodel for your kitchen?
No, that's a basement. But the suggestions that I think you and my wife, so my work wife and my other work wife gave one of our last clients, I think she put 80 or so into it. So that is a thing, but it doesn't always have to be a thing. And I think Jamie's going to touch on that in a second.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that there's a variety of different things that you could do if you want to remodel. But again, I think we're looking at not remodeling right now. But when you're looking at selling your house and you have an outdated kitchen, the biggest thing that we're going to do as realtors is we're going to look at adjusting the price. So we're going to look at the comparables. We're going to show you a house probably because a lot of people have updated their kitchens. I think because they're living in the house and they think that's something that they want to have done. So they've updated their kitchen. And some of us do that and some of us don't do that. Some of us focus on different things to update, bathrooms, flooring.
For most buyers, the kitchen is the heart and soul of the house.
Yes.
So.
So with that, I think when you're looking at that, you need to think to yourself, you know, we need to adjust the price to make it comparable with other houses that have had the kitchens renovated. So looking at adjusting the price when we're putting it on the market is one thing that you can definitely do. And there is the risk in that is just, you know, making sure that it's low enough to entice buyers. And then not giving any concerns. But that's something that your realtor, if you're using a realtor, can explain that we've adjusted the price for taking into consideration that the remodel of a kitchen is something that the new buyer would want to do.
Yeah, but they might be saying, oh, well, God, it's going to take so long, and then it's going to cost more money because inflation's going up, and then we don't know if we can get contractors to do it. So they think of all those items, and they might say, ugh. And that, so that's the risk that Jamie's talking about,
I think. And I think when you look at the reward, the realtor can also be saying, while your buyer might have a lot of these concerns, the concern also, or the reward of that is that it can be put together the exact way that your buyer wants it. So if they've always dreamed of having the kitchen with a double oven, or they've always dreamed of maybe having the, you know, sink below the window, all of that can be redone in the remodel. So a lot of us kind of maybe have an exact way they'd like their kitchen set up. I specifically, as I'm looking at our kitchen, it's kind of a galley kitchen, but a little bit bigger. I'm always like, oh my gosh, we have an amazing view, and yet they put in our kitchen, not a tiny window, but a smaller window. And so one of the things I've said to my husband repeatedly is that window is going to come out, even if it comes out for the next buyer or person that lives in this house. It just needs to be a stunning view. When you're in the kitchen, you should be able to see all the way through, because we have these beautiful deck doors that you can see into the living room out to the view. But yet when you're in that room, you have a horrible view out to the view.
So one of the marketing strategies for a data kitchen is just let us lower the price for you. You don't have to, if you don't have the money to invest in it, great. Just let us lower price. You might get a quicker sale for it. And then we can move on to your next property.
Correct.
We've got to take a break, Jamie. I'm so sorry. Don't hate me. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
All right.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week. With your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part? All that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
Oh my God, that's my like firing. And Jamie. All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about kind of a way to market your kitchen if you haven't renovated your kitchen. And we just talked about, you know, lowering the price. But the next thing is just to provide a floor plan to help buyers visualize a change. So if you had somebody come in and you know, you were going to have some renovations done and you didn't get to those, or you were going to have some things added, you can also have that drawn up. So it can be done for any room, really, but the kitchen is, especially if it's outdated, and you can leave those floor plans in there or the plans in there. So if you were going to add a window, if you were going to, especially if things are really, really dated. So I've been in ones where they have the original trash compactor. I've been in ones where they have the original very vintage 50s push button stoves that have still been in there. So you're going to remove that. Maybe you have the range hood that's going to go in and be vented out. So you've had the plans drawn up, some things that you're going to already have done. It really, really can be fantastic, because sometimes what we deal with buyers is they cannot visualize at all what you would do in a kitchen.
That is true.
And so that's where people get really lost. So even when I was a friend and I came into my kitchen, and I have like a pantry that blocks a huge section of our our walkway. And I was like, I really want to get rid of this pantry eventually. And I thought, what would be really cool is if I even had a small island. And she was like, oh my gosh, I would totally do a small island. And then I would blow out this wall and open it up into our living room. So it's just a really open feel, just because of the way our house sits. Our house is kind of, I don't know how you would describe it, but like a roundabout house. You walk kind of round and round into every room. And so
you're talking like an octagon house?
Kind of. Like, if you were to picture everything, the staircase is in the middle of the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you go around and around around.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's not bad, but I like a more, we cannot make the ceilings cathedral unless I raise the roof. And yes, and I can't do that.
For those of you not watching us on our YouTube channel, I am bumping my ass.
I can't raise the roof. But I think to myself, if I'm going to stay there longer, how can I make things feel more open and airy? And then eventually, what would feel really good to a new buyer? And so I try to think of things a little bit neutral, but still, I still have to think of them like, I have to have space. I have dogs. So when I'm planning those things, they still have to be functional for myself and my family. And so when I think of, you know, how I would do things, I still really, like I was saying earlier in the show, I still really want a great view out the kitchen. I really would like that view for
Lisa's pet peeve.
Yes. I really want a really great view for somebody why do you live up in the hills? To have a view. I mean, that's the whole beautiful thing of living up in the hills. So
and out of ice fog.
Yes, and the temperature. There are some really great parts. But I think to myself, I think that's great. I want some windows and I want those things. So we're just want to open up. But I think when you have a floor plan, like I was saying earlier, that really can help people. Not that they can't change some of that floor plan, but sometimes then the buyers can look at that and go, oh my gosh, I can envision this. And especially if you have a realtor that just says, you could add an island here, you have a lot more cabinetry space. You were mentioning that you wanted a pantry here. They have already have the built-in pantry space here. They have like an appliance pullout. That's exactly some things you were mentioning, versus you're walking in there and you're like, oh my gosh, all these. Like, we have a cabinet in our house that's so shallow, I had to buy new plates to fit in there perfectly. Because my original oversized plates did not fit. And so I was like, oh my gosh, do I take the cabinets off the walls? But then I thought, why would I do that? How's it all going to match? And until we renovate this whole kitchen, it was just cheaper for me to buy a new set of plates than it was for me to replace that cabinet. So
Jamie mentioned floor plans help people that don't have the greatest vision better. And I got to be honest, before I was in real estate, I wasn't the best visionary. Now, I've been doing this long enough where I can boom, 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 walk into anything. And it's been a learned. I just didn't have it naturally like maybe you have. And I know Lisa has. And so, yeah, it's nice having those floor plans. And maybe you've heard on the show before, but I think in the United States, 30-some% of listings have floor plans. In Australia, it's like 70-ish% have floor plans. And then in Japan, if you don't have a floor plan, your listing does not exist.
Yeah.
And so so we've been providing it for 3-4 years on all our listings, something like that. And so it's just super helpful. It's helpful for not just for what we're talking about, for, you know, people that want to build future kitchens to have those dimensions already go, so they don't have to pay somebody to do it, or go measure themselves. It's just to help people visualize, especially with people that are relocating from out of town. So.
And I can't tell you how many, like, I've had so many clients, especially those moving, that really want to fit a piece of furniture. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, I have this heirloom. Where is it going to go? I need it for this space. And I'm like, oh my, I can't tell you how many times I've had my tape measure and I'm like, it's going to go on this wall. So no matter what happens, we've got space on this wall, or here's where I can envision it for you. What do you think about this? And I'm like, this is a fun, probably the last seven clients I've had my tape measure out and said, this is where that furniture is could fit if you like that idea at all. And I thought, I don't know what's going on right now, but I guess we're traveling with a piece of furniture that's going to go house to house. Where is it going to go on this wall or this kitchen or this whatever?
We have a client like that,
So the next thing to think is the consider the power of staging. So sometimes setting up, I have been in a couple kitchens where they've put out the like a cookbook on a stand, really like laid it out, like laid the cutting board over the sink. So you almost can envision somebody did some fresh, like a lemon bowl, cut the lemon so you could really smell, like clean things up. It just... it really, they got rid of, like, they removed old curtains. You know how sometimes you can walk in?
Yeah, old furnishings, yep.
They took down, I think...
Clutter.
They took down all, you know, some of us put the, oh my gosh, I'm going to think about what it is, contact paper in the drawers and in the on the shelves. All of that was removed. And the only reason I knew it had been in there is because I could see it on the back of a little bit of a... They took all that off. And just really got some freshed up things from maybe Michael's and Joann's, I don't know, but or maybe they even ordered it from Amazon, but they really did such a nice job that even though this kitchen was dated, it was so funny walking in. My clients really loved it because they could envision their stuff in there. And so while they were going to do some things, the staging was solid. And so just thinking about, you know, how do you sometimes take things that are a little bit dated or a little bit old and stage it with some very modern things to make it like you can still fit your utensils here, or here's where you would put an appliance, but it's not overly cluttered, but just putting a couple things so people can see how they would see their things in that staged room, especially when it's in a kitchen.
Totally. And so timing is critical, so you need to be able to do it in a timely fashion. It should be done before the house is photographed. So and if you have a realtor that's going to do an open house too, our market's not really conducive to, but we could still do them. But if you have a house that just needs an open house, we usually see those more in balance in buyer markets. But definitely you'd want to have it done before you get your photographs done.
Yes.
The other option is if it's a vacant house, then we have virtual staging. And we've been doing virtual staging for 15 years. But even with AI, it's just getting even better. So there's a lot of options for us to do virtual staging. You know, I'm a numbers person. So the numbers are when they did a poll with Realtors for home staging, 20% of buyers' agents put the price increase after staging at 1 to 5%, 14% said they increased price 6 to 10%, 8% said staging increased price by 11% or more.
Yeah.
I've heard those similar numbers for ages. So.
Yeah. The only thing I can think about, oh my gosh, is it, I always say their name wrong, Limburger?
Limburner?
Limburner.
Yep.
They did one on a house that wasn't selling.
Limburger.
It isn't.
No,
it's Limburner. Limburner.
Yeah.
I always say it wrong. Stop it.
That's okay.
It's not a cheese.
That's okay. No, it's, no.
He did a staging on a house that wasn't selling.
You were born and raised in Delta, so
I
we understand.
Stop it. I cannot even. I swear if we weren't on the radio. He did one, and the staging was so well done. He marketed it at the bottom and said it's staged by AI. I think it sold within like 70. I mean, I got so many calls on that house because of the staging. Like, it had been on the market for maybe 2 months, nothing. It wasn't moving. And then when that staging went up, I got probably 9 calls on that house, even from old clients that were like, why have we never seen this house? And I was like, well, I've said
did you get new pictures
house.
Done or how?
He got new pictures done on the house, but he staged it with AI and reposted it.
Oh, I see.
And it, I mean, it just took a life of its own.
Yep.
So, you know, I will say staging is all of that. But
and so the reward is... you know, if you put out colorful flowers, I've seen that plenty of times. Plum cushions, cozy runners, appealing scents.
Yeah.
The house can appeal to many more buyers, like you just said. And so, and not just look, you know, they're not just wanting to look at the house contents, but it makes them want to look at the whole house. So yeah. I think that's a huge thing. Jamie, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and have you stage
their house,
they
should give us a call at 907-378-2400 or come see us at the office at Next Home Arctic Sun.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Have the best Saturday ever and join us for
Behind the Mission and the United Way. Take care, you guys. Have a good Saturday. Oh, and we have tons of Panners tickets, so get a hold of us. We have tons of family passes.
Yeah.
We'd love to give away. Take care. Enjoy your Saturday. Goodbye.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.